Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Kudos to the American Airlines pilot that's getting some attention for his brutal honesty to his passengers. God bless you.
Remember, the flight attendants are primarily here for your safety. After that, they're here to make the flight more enjoyable. They're going to take care of you guys, but you will listen to what they have to say because they represent my will in the cockpit or in the cabin. People should treat people the way you want to be treated, but I have to say it every single flight because people don't. They're selfish and rude. Don't lean on other people. Don't fall asleep on other people. Don't pass out on other people or drool on them unless you've talked about it. And they have a weather-resistant jacket. Little Caesars, I know it stinks to be in the middle. Raise your hands. All right, nobody's listening. Fine. Both armrests. That is my gift to you. Welcome on board our flight.
Bravo.
Yes.
Bravo. The pilot calling most people selfish and rude. Tell them be respectful to your flight attendants and clearly gives you direction for the middle seat.
You get both the armrest. What a gift.
I know.
I'm a Delta Airlines guy, but this guy, kudos to you, American Airlines pilot. So, yeah, I think this is shady already. The best friend, boyfriend hanging out behind her back, and she's wondering, is this cool or not? No, it's not.
About a month ago, something weird happened that's been really bugging me. I found out that my boyfriend and best friend were hanging out without me. Neither of them told me about this meetup, and I only found out because I went to drop something off at her place and saw his car there.
Oh, my God, so many red flags.
I should have confronted them right then and gone to the door, but I kind of panicked and didn't say anything about it until the next day. I just bluntly sent them a text, and neither responded to the text.
Oh.
About 10 minutes later, my best friend called me and said they were planning a surprise party for my birthday.
That actually popped into my head that they were in cahoots to do something special for.
Me too. I thought engagement, though, maybe.
Yeah, but I think so, positively.
Yeah, right? I was thinking this dude's just a really quick thinker.
Honey.
She writes, I still wasn't sure if I should believe that, but since neither has ever done anything weird to me before, I decided to trust them and let it go.
Well, there's always got to be a first. And it's right in front of you.
However, fast forward to my birthday and there was no party. No mention of it. Nothing. I brought it up to them asking what had happened to this quote-unquote surprise party that they were planning. And he said that after I found out about it, they decided to call it off thinking the surprise was ruined.
Wow.
So what do you think? Were they lying or am I just overthinking this? I just want to trust the two closest people in my life, but this situation just makes me feel weird.
There's been a lot of this going on. Like, yeah. Scandoval has really opened my eyes to how many people are, like,
shady.
Scandalous. Well, Yes.
You know what's opened my eyes to it?
What?
The Burt Show.
A long time ago.
I mean, damn. You listen to this show, you could really, really have a bad taste in your mouth about relationships.
Like, infidelity is one thing. Infidelity with my best friend, that's like next level.
Double homicide.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Didn't we just hear this a couple of days ago also?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was the best friend that was messing around with the husband.
The doula.
Oh, yeah. We literally talked about this yesterday, but she caught them in the kiddie pool. With action happening under the water.
Yeah. So is it shady? Maybe this is true, right? Maybe this is true. If this is the only thing, can she just look past it?
No. If I'm her, I gotta confront this because this is just screaming shady to me. So it would be one thing if the birthday party had actually happened. You know, we could just say, hey, you're being paranoid. You're thinking about what could happen if the worst were to happen. But the thing is, you confronted them about it and said, hey, why are you guys hanging out without me? They lied clearly because there was no party. And you know what? They really could have. They did such a bad job covering
this
up.
Horrible.
They could have so easily just been like, hey, like, you know how we've been hooking up behind her back? Like, what if we just threw her a party to throw her off our trail?
Duh.
That's the least they could have done.
So now they're dumb and they're shady. They're
just That's a stupid. Bad combination. Hey, Adrian, good morning. You're part of the Burt Show.
Good morning. I just wanted to say, if she said it feels weird, and the gut don't lie. Like, if you feel it, especially a woman's intuition, they know.
That is true, man. Your head lies. Your gut doesn't lie.
Yep.
That's right.
But it's this one thing, though. Like, if there was a string of things that were making it shady, I'd feel much stronger in my opinion on it. But it's just this one deal.
This would be enough for me. I mean, just the fact that y'all met up and you had no idea about it and you had to find out about it that way. And then on top of that, what came of it was you were throwing a party that never happened. That would be plenty for me.
Also, for me, and maybe this is just me, it's the meeting at the house. Like, and unless I'm friends with you before, I could buy into the fact that they met up to plan something. But for me, I'd be like, you probably have texts talking about it. And then I would have been like, let's go grab a drink at a restaurant or let's grab lunch or something and talk about it. I don't think I would. My first inclination would not be to invite that person over to my house or go to that person's house. Mm.
This is where you got to pull one of your famous cards.
What's that?
Where you sit down and be like, is there something you want to tell me?
You got one shot at it.
Yep.
You got one shot at giving me honesty here. Is there anything you want to tell me?
Mm-hmm. Your birthday party is next week, actually.
Right. They're going to start planning immediately.
They need to.
You definitely have some reasons to be feeling a little bit like this is shady, right? We're
100%.
All in agreement on that?
Shady.
Yes.
Okay.
The Burt Show.